You went overseas and did terribly, terribly geekishy things, which I'm terribly jealous of. Tell us about it.
Yeah, okay. I admit the reason we're a bit behind on the podcast is I took a few weeks off and I went to a couple of conventions. I went to the World Science Fiction Convention in London called LONCON 3. It was held at the London Exhibition Centre, which is a huge building. And after that, I went to the European Science Fiction Convention in Dublin.
So you dropped podcasting just to go to a WorldCon?
No.
And a EuroCon.
And a EuroCon. I mean, really? And you thought that was a sufficient reason?
Look, I did suggest we could do it via Skype.
Our listeners are really annoyed about this.
Both of them.
Yes.
I'm glad they've reached agreement on something. Usually they're arguing all the time. I mean, the WorldCon was extraordinary. It officially ran from Thursday to Monday. It's 5 days. There were over 10,000 members of the convention, more than 7,500 attending. There were 297 Australians there, 9 from Adelaide, amazingly.
Amazing.
Yeah. The convention actually started for me on the Tuesday because I spent some time Tuesday and Wednesday helping with the bump in. Because we have to set up the art show space, exhibition spaces, the fan village, which included a library and a bar and other useful things, as well as a dozen plus rooms for program items and 2 big venues. And that also included marking out spaces for people in wheelchairs and vision-afflicted, you know, people differently abled in various ways. Now, the venue is just huge, and all of this stuff actually happened in one end of the Excel Centre, the eastern end. In fact, there were train stations at both ends, at the western end and the eastern end. If you got off at the western end, you were near some very nice restaurants, but it was a long walk to the eastern end, and there were lots of people wandering around with scooters and the like. I ran across one fellow who had a folding bicycle, but even cooler, he had a folding bike helmet, which I'd never seen before, which is extraordinary.
That's very cool.
There were lots of interesting things happening.
Did it work? The folding helmet.
Yes,
Would it actually have protected one's head, or would it just...
apparently so. It meets the structural requirements and is approved.
Cool. Just checking. That's very cool.
the convention really started for me, I guess, Wednesday night, because they threw a dinner for the people who helped with the bump in. And that was at one of the restaurants. It was really good food. You had to buy your own drinks, but the food was free. And the other thing is all the guests of honour were there as well. So you got to meet them.
Very cool.
Very cool. And I also met a well-known fan, Greg Pickersgill, and his current partner, Catherine, who took a liking to the red wine I was drinking in the southeast of Australia. So
that's right, because you took wine with you, didn't you?
I was delivering wine for other fans,
right.
Mark and Claire, to be precise. But while there, so Catherine took a liking to this, so bought another bottle of red. And at one point she said, oh, I'd like to introduce you to someone. And I turned around and she introduced me to Brian Talbot as one of the guests of honour. And he's an absolutely amazing artist who does some absolutely brilliant graphic novels. His current series called Granville features a future where Granville is the name for Paris, which is the centre of a French empire, which has colonised Britain and only recently given Britain its freedom. And our hero is a Scotland Yard detective who is a badger.
Actual badger?
Yeah. there's a French artist who worked under the name J.J. Granville, who issued a series of drawings in the late 19th century of domestic situation with animals in them.
Right.
And it's inspired Brian Talbot, so he produced these lovely graphic novels, a series, I think, 4 out at the moment. There's a 5th one in the works. So we sat around drinking and chatting for a while there, and that was lots of fun. Friday night, there was a symphony concert with an 86-piece Philharmonic Orchestra. Thursday night, they had the Retro Hugos, which were for the year 1939. And they were produced by Mary Robinette Cowell and Rob Sherman, the hosts. And there's a lovely little item there with a microphone failure and Mary said, please speak into my chest, because she was wearing a chest mic. That was echoed later at the Hugo ceremony, so if people didn't see the retro Hugos, they would have missed the Hugo ceremony.